Let's bring in our first guest. It is Abigail Munn. She is the executive director of Circus Bella. Not only is she the executive director, she's the artistic director, writer, producer, performer, and she's here to talk about a show called Humorous, which is part of the 12th annual Circus in the Parks. It's a new one-ring outdoor circus show. It's going to begin here on the 26th and go through September 9th. Abigail, welcome to the show. How is it to wear all these hats as a performer and also the person in charge and everything else?
Oh, it's always a little crazy, but it's fun. I love what I do. Never, no day is the same. I wake up in the morning, I never know what surprised.
Right. What inspired you to get into this kind of performing in this world of circus?
I grew up in San Francisco, and my parents, when I was 9 years old, and that was a little while ago, my parents signed me up for a class with the Pickle Family Circus up on Potato Hill when they had their space up there, and I walked in the room and I said, this is it. This is what I want to do. So, and I grew up going to the Pickle Family Circus, and so I both worked as a dancer and a trapeze artist for quite a few years, doing cabaret shows and then modern dance, and then worked my trapeze act, and I ran off and joined the circus for a little while. And then I came back here, and with a really close friend of mine, David Hunt, 13 years ago, we started Circus Bella. We had kind of the idea to bring a show that had the similar feeling of what the Pickle Family Circus was when they did their outdoor shows. And so could we bring this back to the Bay Area? And so, and now here we are. We're still here doing it every year. So,
at what point, Abigail, did you say, this isn't just something fun I'm doing, but this is my living, this is what I do?
This has always been what I've done. I teach a little Pilates on the side, and it's the hustle of an artist, and it's trying to survive as an artist in the Bay Area is real. But, before Circus Bella, I had a little dance troupe, and, so this has just kind of always been my life. So I think I would say at 9 years old, I'm very one track minded. So don't get in my way in a gentle and kind and kind of humorous way. But, I've kind of just had my, one track mind on this, this company.
What kind of, so you have the trapeze, do you still do trapeze? And then what other acts do you have as part of this?
We have all sorts. This is the year it's kind of big news, but I'm retiring from the trapeze this year. And, one of our kind of absolute beloved company members, she's been with us, I think, since 2013, Dora Galilea is going to be, performing Aerial Hoop. The act is beautiful. And then we have contortionists and clowns, and we have this wonderful chair stack act. So he stacks a bazillion chairs. He's coming up from San Diego, Garrett Allen. Clowns. We have a six. Who else? Jefferson is a juggler, wonderful juggler. And we also have a six-piece live band for all our performances.
Oh, fun. Oh, it's so good in these days, to have something fun and upbeat like all of that. And for families,
we need
too.
It.
Yeah, we really need it. If people wanted to see a movie about circus, I think Trapeze with Burt Lancaster, who, by the way, started as a trapeze artist, and continued doing that through his acting, through much of his acting. Anyway, the movie Trapeze, and then the greatest, what is it, about the circus?
The Greatest Show on Earth. The Greatest Show on Earth.
Yeah, The Greatest Show on Earth, which won Best Picture at the Oscars the year it came out. So what do you think? What do you think people should
see
this?
Absolutely. And I think those two movies are my favorite, actually. And, here's a story about, I can go on for a long time, but here's a fun story about The Greatest Show on Earth. The circus I worked with 2005 was Zope Circus, and that was run by Alberto Zope. And his act is actually featured in that movie, The Greatest Show on Earth. So you could see him. He was kind of the patriarch of the show when I was on it. But he, as a young man, is in that movie doing his family act. And there's a whole long story about how his family came to the United States to do that act for that movie. So I always have a very special connection with that movie.
Great.
Abigail, what are some of the variables about performing outside of, you know, weather and honking horns and ambulances and maybe some crazy guy jumping in the middle?
I think that's all of them. There's more. And then things we can't even imagine. Wind is always, I know in the Bay Area at 4 o'clock, if we don't have the juggling act wrapped up, it's going to be windy. There's always, you know, at this point, we've been performing outside for a long time. So we sort of, it's kind of comfortable, but it is this, it's a really different way of performing. You know, in a theater, you have a very controlled environment and you have lights and everybody is completely focused on you. We're competing with crazy people and seagulls, you know, there's nothing we can do. but it's, you know, I think it's wonderful because to me, what's kind of exciting is that, you know, if you drive by the park at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's nothing there. You'll drive back another hour. There's a circus up. If you happen to be walking by and there's a little mad, you could just stop by and see a circus. And then a couple hours after the show, we're gone. So I think there's something pretty magical about that.
Well, everybody should check it out. It's circusbella.org and circusbella.org.humorous. And I know you're going to have a preview on Thursday down at DeFremery Park in West Oakland. So is that when you kind of work all the kinks out, or is it already on rails at that point?
We hope it's on the rails. That'll be our first, you know, we did a run through yesterday, and I'm actually standing outside our rehearsal space in West Oakland right now. So we'll be running it, but it'll be the first time we switch from actually our indoor warehouse space to being outside and with an audience. So, you know, it's always this exciting moment when all the pieces come together.
And one last question for you. This is free?
It's absolutely free. This is it's amazing. So we do, you know, if you felt it is free to the public, but it is not free to produce. You know, I'm very proud to employ an amazing cast of 18 local artists. So if you felt like you wanted to make a donation, you can go to circusbella.org/donate to help continue this amazing tradition that we've started.
Well, I can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and she is a vet at this. Make sure to check it out. As I mentioned, the preview on the 26th coming up here in 6 days, and it's going to run through the 9th with 10 performances only, and you'll have to check it out at circusbella.org. Abigail Munn, congratulations, and thanks for coming on.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. Thank you.